Psalm 73, verses 21 through 28, as we complete this Psalm of Asaph today. Asaph wrote, "When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I'm always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My feet and my heart may fail. Yet you are always with me. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire beside you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all those who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds." So Asaph, one of David's choir leaders, he was discouraged. And even though he was a choir leader, a leader of one of King David's three Levitical choirs, even though he was serving the Lord, Asaph was human. And he envied the arrogant when he saw their prosperity, the prosperity of the wicked, he said. And then he gained an eternal perspective. In contrast to the temporary gains of the wicked, Asaph noted the God advantage. Check out four benefits found in today's passage. First of all, Asaph said, "I am always with you. The personal relationship we have with the eternal God is more precious than any earthly possession. The Creator is always with us, living in us. He is present with us. You hold me by my right hand." Asaph said, "My feet had almost slipped. I nearly lost my foothold, but the Father held him steady by his right hand." Security. "You guide me with your counsel." As we approach detours in the road, God warns us of the dangerous path ahead and guides us along the right path. God's word is a light for the journey, protection. "And afterwards, you take me into glory. After this short time on earth, there waits an eternity for all who know God through his Son, Jesus Christ." Eternity, forever with him. Father, thank you for your presence, your security, and your protection. And thank you that one day you will take me into eternal glory. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.